Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I am on my phone. Let me do a sound check right quick. Lucretia, sweetie, can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello.
Okay, that's great. All right. Thank you, sweetie. I'll mute you back. All right. I've learned I had better always check. I didn't even try the microphone tonight. I thought I'll just go straight to my phone because the microphone thing's not been working here lately. Anyhow, glad to be here tonight with y'all, and thank you each and every one for taking your time to be with me. I know how busy everybody is nowadays, and your time is precious, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate y'all spending time with me. Tonight, I'm going to talk about, it's really just some things for you to think about. I think because it was, some of it crossed my mind today for whatever reason, thinking about things of the past and thinking about parents and this and that, and just some thoughts on my mind of just the song I played, God is in this story. God is in this story. That we look at situations in our life, and sometimes we wonder, is like, this doesn't look like what I thought it would. Or as it's playing out, you know, that maybe sometimes we set these restrictions in our life. We, you know, we have this belief system. It's like, well, you know, I'm never going to marry someone that's this and this and this. I'm never going to marry a smoker. I'm never going to marry someone that's got kids. I'm never going to marry someone that's not saved and spirit-filled. You know, we'll have all of these different things, or I'm never going to move out of this county, or I'm never going to live in another state. To, you know, just we do those things sometimes in thought processes of we set these restrictions of this is the way, this is what I believe, and this is the way it's going to be. You know, and we look back in the Word. You know, I look back at the children of Israel. You know, they had so many supernatural things. You know, and sometimes we look back and we think, God, how could they do that, you know? And then we think, well, had we been there, maybe we would have done the same thing. But you look back through the Word, you know, they had the promises of God bringing them out, of setting them free. You know, Moses showed up, and then all of the plagues and different things. I mean, there was so much supernatural that went on that they knew it was God. They knew it was God working on their behalf, and that God was right in the middle of that, their story, so to speak. You know, so when they were set free, and of course they had prophets and things, you know, they had Moses, they had all these things around them that were speaking to them what God's plans were. And they head out for the promised land. And, you know, we know it took way, way longer than it was supposed to. They say that if had they gone straight through without the, all the murmuring and complaining, and instead of going around and around the mountain, that they could have been there in something like 3 weeks. And instead it took 40 years. But, you know, that was because of their own, really because of their own sin, you know, and because of their lack of commitment. You know, like they were like, well, if, let's go back to Egypt rather than be in the desert where we had leeks and onions and this sort of thing. But the thing is, as they were journeying, I'm sure they all, because they'd already heard it was a land filled with milk and honey, they all had this idea of what their promised land looked like. You know, I would dare think that most of them had, from the things they had heard and the things they dreamed, they had this idea of what the promised land looked like. And particularly after they had gone through all of the things they did in slavery, and then having Pharaoh come after them, was going to kill them in the desert. Of course, God intervened and kept them, you know, by dividing the waters and them going through on dry land and then drowning the army. But, you know, they went through, even though so many things were of their own doing, like I said, their murmuring and complaining and disobedience, they still you know, that journey in the desert for 40 years, you know, they had their trials in that. You know, that was a long walk, a lot going on there. But yet in the middle of it, there was the hand of God moving. But just to say, I'm sure that all of them had their preconceived idea of what the promised land looked like, plus the prophetic, you know, words that they would have received of a land flowing with milk and honey and all of this. But when they got there, you know, on the other side of the river, and they send the spies, I don't know. Maybe they knew that there were giants in the land. I don't know that they did, because they sent in the 10 spies. And the 10 spies come back and said, surely it is a land full of milk and honey. And they brought back a sample of the grapes that were humongous. They said, but the land is filled with giants. Excuse me. You know, and you have to think, okay, there's people probably thinking, you know, the promised land I had envisioned, it was like crossing over into this wonderful, like, Garden of Eden experience. And in my mind, this would be them thinking, in my mind, my promised land didn't include big killer giants. That would be my thought process anyhow. I guess I would think, okay, we've done all of this, and now there's giants. But God had already told them that he would deliver them, you know, that he would run the giants out from before them. That they would have victory. They still had to be courageous, and they still had to go in. They still had to be willing to fight. They had to be willing to just do what God said, and to stand in faith. But I can't help but think that there would have been a number of them that would have thought, "Wait, we're finally here, and there's giants." And I think we run across that many times too in life, and I think everybody does. That we get these ideas of what God's plan for our life looks like. We get this idea of, like, you know, and tonight I'm particularly thinking about relationships and stuff. You know, we might think about what, okay, the church I envision, the home church of everybody loving one another and praying for one about another, and maybe I get to be on the praise team, or maybe I get to lead Sunday school or whatever, and my pastor's warm and fuzzy and sweet, and his wife's just the motherly type, you know, and we get this, and then when we get there, then it's maybe not that way, and we're like, okay, did God really call me to be here? Is this the right place? This is not what I was thinking my home church would look like. You know, and then we wonder. You know, and I was thinking, you know, like when I met my husband. Now, in the case of my husband, there were supernatural things that happened that I knew was God. And I've told some of this story before. You know, on the first day I met him, I was working at Cassidy Jones. I don't know how many of y'all know what a Cassidy Jones is. I don't know where all they have them. But I think they were mostly just down here around Texas. But I was working at Cassidy Jones, and I worked the front desk, the reception desk. I also sold carpet and wallpaper and things like that, but I also did custom paint mixing. And my husband came in. I had never seen him before. He was not a regular customer. He came in and needed some paint specifically to match a little piece of metal he had that was off of a building. He said, I need to match this exactly. Well, it was a real strange kind of mustard color there wasn't a sample to match it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to do this by hand and make it work. So he went with me over to the paint counter, and I mixed up a gallon and tried this and that. Finally got it. It was exact match, perfect match. And I had set the can, you know, had closed the can, had set it on the counter. Or I take it back, I had not closed it. And I had set the can on the counter and had turned around, you know, to ask him about, you know, needed anything else and blah, 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 blah. And when I turned back around and I reached for it, my hand was still 4 or 5 inches from the can. And that can just like flopped off the counter and hit him right on his brand new blue jean jacket. And I was mortified. But yet at the same time, my mouth was open because I thought, I haven't touched that. You know, it was completely set on the counter. You know, it wasn't hanging halfway off the edge. I knew something had turned that can over and that it wasn't me. And he was not even, you know, he was a foot from it or better. You know, his hands weren't even up. But I knew when I reached that way that my hand was still, you know, 4 or 5, maybe even 6 inches from the can when it suddenly just flopped off the counter and onto him. Of course, that experience immediately caused it to be, you know, I was apologizing and I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened and I'll buy you a new jacket. And, of course, he laughed and, it caused a real conversation rather than just a customer of what do you need? Okay, this is it. I think this matches. Okay, that'll be $20 or whatever. And him walking out and never seen him again. You know, it was a supernatural experience, and I knew it was. I mean, I was just like, my mind went, you know, tilt when I saw it happen. And I thought, did he see that? Did he realize that my hand had not even gotten close to the can and that can jumped off the counter onto him, you know, spilled all over him? And it was like, wow. And yet, and then, of course, I mixed him another gallon, apologized again, you know, offered to buy him a new jacket. It was a brand new jacket. And as he was walking out the front door, you know, he had paid and he was walking out. And because I was apologetic about it, what had happened, because I never touched a customer. But as he was walking out at our reach, and I kind of just patted him on his shoulder, and I said, I'm so sorry about your jacket one last time. Well, later on, he told me, he didn't tell me then, but later on after we actually were dating, he told me, he said, when you touched my shoulder, he said, it was like electricity went through me. And you know, again, another supernatural experience. And, of course, you know, long story short, then he called back, and a few weeks later, we began to date, and then before long, we were engaged and married. And, of course, we've been together going on 43 years now. But, see, in those situations, I saw God's supernatural hand in it. And then, of course, before we were married, got prophetic words over us from a lady, you know, that confirmed it. And then even, I don't remember if it was before the wedding or right after the wedding. I think it was after the wedding that my mom told me, because my mom was very prophetic. She told me, she said, oh, I knew he was the one. See, the thing is, when I go back and I look, you know, it's like, okay, God was obviously setting us up together. You know, God was making that personal connection, supernatural things that you can't say, okay, I think, or maybe it was like, no, there were supernatural occurrences that I knew, you know, that regardless of what else happened, I knew that God was in it. Once again, like that song, God is in this story. I knew that God was in this story because I'd seen God do things. Yet in the natural, had I reasoned things, of course, as I got to know him, he wasn't a churchgoer. He wasn't living for God. He had been saved as a boy, but his family didn't really go to church. He went to church some on his own, but it was a Baptist church. You know, he wasn't, I was raised charismatic, raised, you know, full gospel, and always was. So he had never been around any of the full gospel things, so he wasn't full gospel. In my mind, I was all like, I would never marry anybody that already had kids because we both had been divorced once, you know. And then after we were dating, found out that he had two children, even though he rarely saw, you know, they were in another town and rarely saw him. But he had two kids, and so there were things that it was like, okay, this would go against, I would have thought, you know, in going down my quote list of my do's and don'ts of what I should do or shouldn't do, it was like, okay, this, you know, this guy's, even though he may be saved, he's not living for God. He doesn't go to church. He's, you know, just numerous things there that you would think, okay, you know, could this be God? But yet I already knew it was. And so through, you know, 40 years of marriage, and he's an awesome guy. I mean, he's an awesome guy. But have we had our difficulties? Sure. You know, God, I've heard people say this, that God prophesies into the potential of things. And so in the process, there are some things that can be better, just like it was with the children of Israel. Had they not murmured and complained and had just believed God and trusted God and loved God, they could have gone through that desert in 3 weeks instead of 40 years. When they got there and the giants were in the land, they could have all crossed over. If they said, yes, Lord, you've already told us that we would have victory here. And instead, only the ones 20 years and under got to go in, and all the rest of them died in the desert. You know, so there are decisions and circumstances along the way that can make a difference in how things turn out. You know, I can... you know, I remember growing up. Now, my dad was not saved till he was, oh, probably 70 years old or better. But he came from a spirit-filled family. His mom and dad were saved, and they were spirit-filled. And it was a family, you know, as a family, they were a spirit-filled family. But dad himself was not saved growing up, but he still was very aware of it. My mom came from a family, even though my mom had just a heart for God. Mom, she came from a family that was not a church family, you know, a church-going family. She told me that they, you know, they respected God, you know, they believed in God, they respected God, they respected people that were men and women of God, you know, church people, stuff like that. But you just have to say, you know, basically they were not a saved family. You know, they didn't go to church. They didn't quote, unquote, serve God in that way and such as that. And I, you know, mom and dad, they had a fairly volatile, relationship. I think probably from the time I was 12, 13 years old, there was a lot of quarreling in the home and things like that. And I remember towards the end of mom's life, she made the comment one time. She says, you know, I probably shouldn't have married him. And, of course, at that time I told her, I said, well, mom, I said, you know, I wouldn't have ever been born if you hadn't married him. She said, oh, yeah, you would have been. But I thought, thinking of it in a more realistic term, I thought, you know, God so often will save one in a family to help bring the Lord, to, you know, the rest of the family to the Lord. And I thought in mom's case, had she not married dad, because, see, she, even though mom had the kindest, sweetest heart of about anybody you've ever met, but she came from a family that wasn't a church family. You know, they weren't, you know, as far as I know, they weren't Christians. You know, that just wasn't a part of their family. And it's like through, even though Dad wasn't saved, it was through Dad's parents that my mother actually received the Lord and got spirit baptized, you know, early, I guess probably right after they were married, you know, way back when. And, you know, in God, he's after, you know, I know in Mom's case or in anybody's case, he's more interested in our spiritual life than he is our comfort in our natural life. But he's interested in our eternity and in our soul. And it made sense to me in that sense. It's like, but God wanted you saved. God wanted to bring you in and that you would be able to share the gospel with some of your kinfolks and family, you know, and to extend the message of Christ to get it started somewhere. And see, when Mom married Dad, even though he chose not himself to get saved, or he, like I said, he's probably 70 years old or better, which made for a volatile home life, it did that connection to his parents and that learning about God and becoming spirit-filled and then that search for the Lord and learning the Word and memorizing Scripture and all of that. And I've heard her say that it was almost supernatural with her when she was young, that after she started studying the Bible and all, it's like God would just download Scriptures in her. And that she would just, they would just be there. You know, she would just remember them without even trying, that it was like just a supernatural download of Scriptures in her. And like I said, very prophetic, flowed in the gifts of the Spirit, and things typically go through families and things like that. But, you know, that made sense to me that somewhere, you know, God will typically save one. He will draw one in to help bring the others, you know, the rest of the family in. And not all of Mom's family got saved, but definitely it helped introduce Christ into, the, you know, some of her kinfolks and her family. And you saw many of them then get saved and start going to church and become aware of God and give their life to the Lord. And but in the natural, like I said, even in Mom's case, you know, because Dad made that choice, you know, he knew God. He knew God was real. He believed in God. He knew God was good. But his personal choices were, you know, to live his own life. They stayed married. Dad was, you know, he was a good provider and all that. But as far as giving his life to the Lord, he didn't until much later in life. And so there was, but the potential was there. You know, the potential was there for both of them to have had that godly home and to have really been raised in that, which Mom took us to church. You know, she took us to church as kids, particularly me and my sister, and talked about the Lord. And she had one or two prophetic friends that were like mother figures to her that were around us as children. And of course, Dad always welcomed them and things like that. It's just something to think about. It's something to think about that sometimes we get these ideas of how something should look and not necessarily then receive what God's doing because we've got these ideas of what it's supposed to look like, you know, and sometimes because it doesn't match up, then we think, well, I'm out of God's will. You know, you look back at Paul and different ones, like when they were in prison, it would have been real easy. Maybe they've thought, okay, are we really in God's will? Would we really be here in prison if we were in God's will? And they were right in the middle of God's will. But anyhow, just some things to think about. Like I said, it's more just a brain teaser or whatever you want to call it, of considering situations that we encounter, and many times even considering relationships or considering callings, considering church things, that because we think, okay, if I was really in God's will, wouldn't this be easier? And wouldn't this, you know, wouldn't it check more of my boxes than what it does? And that's not always a good way to judge whether or not we're in God's will and moving forward with things, or we're in God's will with where we are, what we're doing, because many times, most times, there's warfare when we're walking in God's will, there's opportunity for plenty of mistake on both sides of the aisle. And I wanted to put that out here tonight. Some things I was thinking about and running through my head, and then thinking, I know that you guys have probably thought about all those things before. But anyhow, let me play a song here. I've got several more numbers that have called in. And let me see here. Write those down, and then we'll start taking callers.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over.
Lord, I do thank you, and that song is the prayer of my heart, Lord, that in Jesus' name, Lord, that each and every one would have breakthrough, they would have transformation, they would have answers to their prayers, they would have healing in their body, Lord, healing in relationships, Lord, that they would be blessed abundantly. And Lord Jesus, it's all at the power of your name, the name above every name. Lord, I just thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace. And you're our ever-present help in time of need, the lover of our soul. So, Lord, I thank you. I speak a blessing over each and every one in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, my first caller here, 405-779. How are you, Miss Lucretia?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Good.
Do you have anything you want to share tonight, anything on your heart or a testimony?
I'm alive and well. That's all I can say.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, anyhow, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Lucretia, Father, and I thank you, Lord, that you are the encourager of her heart. You are the lifter of her soul. Lord, you're the lifter of her countenance. Father, and I thank you, Lord, that you have strengthened her time and again. Lord, when there's been attacks, Lord, when there's just circumstances that would get her down, Lord, when there's been circumstances that would wear her out, make her feel weary, Lord, on the journey, Lord, that you've strengthened her time and again, and you've, Lord, you've brought her favor, Lord, you've brought her a fresh wind many times, Lord, you've blown your breath of life, your breath of renewal on her, Lord, and in her. Lord, to give her strength again, to give her encouragement again, to bring joy, to lighten her heart, and to bring joy her way again, Lord. Just blowing over her, Father. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the I'm just hearing second chances. Lord, that you are the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances and all. Lord, the word says that the righteous fall, but in the case of righteous, then we get up. We do get up and we go again. And Lord, that you're just always with us. You're always with us, Lord, helping us on the journey and encouraging us and lifting us up. And Father, your word even says that you widen the path under our steps that we will not stumble. And Father, thank you, Lord, that you've given Lucretia hope at times when she thought she had used up all hope at times, that you have helped her to hope against hope when it looked like at times that she would take a hit over and over and over. Lord, that you would come back and say, nope, you're an overcomer in Christ. No, I'm the God that is with you and for you. And if I be for you, who can be against you? And Lord, I thank you, Father, for blessing her with favor in unusual places. Lord, even when the favor at times would make others jealous and would make others sit and wonder, how does that happen? Why does that happen? Why? You know, sometimes others will be watching our life, and we'll get favor and favor, and they'll be like, why does this happen for her? Why, you know, what is the deal? Why does she get favor? You know, even those that would plot against us or at times would just wish things not to go, and yet we get, God blesses us with favor and with favor even sometimes when we don't understand it. I remember one time particularly, it was a group of people I was around. I went to a prophetic meeting of a lady that she was so prophetic. She's in heaven now. But she told me, she says, God gives you favor. And she said, you know, and sometimes, you know, you wonder, how does that happen? How does he do that? And she said, he gives you favor where he wants you to have favor. And she said, he's just saying that's none of your business. That, you know, he brings favor in places that it even surprises us of like, why would I have favor with this person or why would I have favor with this group? Because I'm inconsequential, it would seem, in the life of this person. You know, in this particular case, it was a lady that was, they're socially very high in the town where they are, very prosperous and you know, their own her own television show, you know, programs she had and things like that. And it's like, God gave me favor. And I was like, you know, I was like, why, God? I mean, she let me be on her television program once or twice and things like that. And I was just like dumbfounded in a sense. It's like, why would this person have favor on me, you know, when I'm just an old country gal out here playing with horses, you know why. But see, but God was confirming that he's the one that gives us favor. He's the one that opens doors that no man can shut. And it's about his plan and his blessings. And so it's not about what other people look and think or how they think we deserve something or don't deserve something, because it's about his plan, because he'll do things that sometimes leave us standing with our mouth open going, God, how did you do that? You know, and we just receive it and say, thank you, Jesus. We just move forward with it. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the favor of God that works in Lucretia's life, Lord, and that, Lord, that she'll see you move with your favor when she wouldn't even think she would have it. Lord, that she knows that it's not any, that at times it is nothing that we do that opens the doors, you know, other than just love God and obey God, you know. We don't always have to work for an open door. We don't always have to work for that favor. You know, many times if we start working for it, then you're not going to get it, because we're trying to do something that's really, you know, what is God's part in it, you know, because he's the one that gives us favor where we need it. And it's not always where we think, we may think we need favor in a certain area, and God will say, no, that's not the place you need favor. It's over here that you need favor. You know, I'm going to give you favor where I know that you need favor. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Lucretia. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your faithfulness in her life and for her being able to have confidence, Lord, in you, that you're with her and that you're for her, Lord, and that her part's just to love you and keep obeying you and keep walking forward with you. Lord, ignoring the naysayers and Lord, just keep putting one foot in front of the other and knowing that you will give her favor in the places that she needs favor, in the places that you want her to have favor. And it's not something she has to work up or work out or try to lay a plan ahead of her or anything like that, just to keep obeying you and loving you, Lord, and that you will open the doors as they need to be opened. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. To hear it. Is there anything in particular you were needing prayer about, sweetie?
I've just been really sad here lately, so sorry.
What's going on?
Just stuff, life, and just disappointed in people, and I think I'm to a point there's just some people I'm going to have to let go. I had to let a relative go the other day, and now it's a long-time friend. I'm not sure, but I've been asking God to speak to me. I haven't heard anything yet, but just, you know, dead and just want my life to move forward. But, yeah, just sad.
Yeah. So. You know, I was reading, it was a write-up, an article, or teaching, actually, of Kevin Zadig just recently, still reading on it, actually, and finished it all. And he was talking about, you know, on our journey, at times having to, you know, cut people out of our life, you know, that no longer are walking with us or in agreement with us or the plan that God has for us, and that there are times when there's not communion of agreement, that divine connection there, that sometimes then it causes problems or causes a lack of peace and just pulls on us that at times we do have to walk away. I mean, he had like two chapters on it. But, Father, I just, Lord, I speak a peace over Lucretia's heart, Lord, and that, Lord, that you would bind up the wounds, Lord, that you would heal the hurt and the disappointment, Father. But, Lord, it's difficult when there's people that we love, that we're connected to, those that we have a history with, that we've spent maybe years with and around. Lord, that there comes a time, sometimes, that we have to pull away. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for leading her and guiding her in that. And Lord, your word says to live peaceably with all people as much as it's in our power to do so. And the thing in that scripture is it's not always in our power to do so, because the other person has a choice in the matter. And sometimes we just have to love people from a distance and to have a separation there. And so, Father, Lord, I speak your wisdom over Lucretia, Lord. And, Lord, I just speak the peace of God and the love of God over her, Lord. Lord, that she just cherish your love, and Lord, cherish the good memories she has, Lord, but just be obedient to you. And Lord, just give her that confidence and that confirmation, Lord, from you of knowing exactly if this is what she's supposed to do and how and when. But Lord, we know when there's not an agreement there in, you know, at least a peaceful coexistence, Lord, that there does come a time that we have to pull away from things. I've had to do it myself. And yes, I've had to do it with family members. And yes, I've had to do it with friends. And it is difficult. It can be very hard, you know, particularly when we really love them. But Father, I just, Lord, I ask that you would just rub the balm of Gilead, just that healing in her heart and in her mind, Lord, and give her the peace of knowing that she's yours and that she's loved. And Lord, that you have connections for her, Lord. You have the people, you know, the divine places, those that are God connections for her. But Lord, we just ask that all things, as much as it's in her power, that things be peaceable. Lord, that she just be able to embrace, Lord, the plan that you have. And Lord, we understand that other people have their choices too. But sometimes it is separation. So, Father, just speak a blessing over her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus,
you know,
amen,
you look
amen.
At the story of Abraham, and the Lord told him, he said, you know, get up and leave your father's land. You know, don't take any of your, you know, leave all your kinfolks, just you and your wife. Don't take any of your kinfolks with you. And, of course, he did take Lot, and it ended up being a problem. But, you know, sometimes God does separate us, and that includes from family. So,
yes.
Just be encouraged, sweetie, that God loves you and he's with you and he's for you. And if he has you separate, it's because it's for your good and more than likely for their good, too.
Yes. Prayer. I really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome, sweetie. All right. Well, you have a good week, and there'll be somebody on every night. Holler back if you need some more prayer.
Yes, I appreciate that. God bless you.
God bless you too, hon. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I thought somebody dropped off, but I guess they've moved down. Eight two eight 442. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, girl. You got a new number.
I did.
Okay, I recognize the 828, but the rest of it didn't look familiar, so I thought, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, good to hear from you tonight.
You
anything
too.
On your heart you want to share or anything
I'm
like that?
Listening, you just, like, yeah, just taking everything, every word that you've said, the heart, like, God, the Lord is speaking through you tonight. So... Just,
well,
I'm amazed because it seems like whatever I'm dealing with in my thought life or heart is like you come on, and that's why I just love tuning into you on Mondays, because it's just like, how does she know that, you know? It's like the Holy Spirit. It's just like, oh, he's so good. But you, yeah, enjoying the show.
All I know is he puts on my heart what to talk about, and even up until the last minute or two, I'm always like, Lord, is this definitely what you want to talk about, you know? So,
oh, he sure does.
God knows. But hopefully it helps, and people are able to pray through things and think about things and just, you know, I don't know how many answers were in that, but it's something to mull over anyhow. Is the life experiences. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you, Father, Lord, your word says that deep calls unto deep. And, Lord, that's the kind of heart you've put in Jennifer, Lord. That's the kind of relationship she has with you, Lord. That's the place you've called her to, and Lord, that's a part of her. That's a part of her makeup. Lord, how you created her is those that deepness one that thinks deeper and mulls things over. And Lord, she's feely. She's a feely person. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the sensitivity you've given her. And Lord, Lord, we know, I'm feeling myself. Lord, we know that the people that are feelers and seers and things like that, Lord, that it sometimes it can be almost confusing because there's so many things that come up from the inside. There's so many things that we try to process. And Father, just thank you, Lord, that through you, Lord, that just total surrender to you and just laying at your feet, Father, that we get that direction and we get that things explained to us, things lined out and separated where the thoughts would overlap. Like I said, the thoughts, like they'll overlap one another, you know, to where it's, when we're trying to sort things out and it's like they overlap. And God, that you're the one that comes in and like you organize those thought processes and those feelings and help us to understand, Lord, what we're feeling and what we're trying to navigate through. You know, navigating through the word and then what the reality of the circumstances are, and then Lord, trying to process what's my feelings and what is Holy Spirit. You know, is this a feeling from Holy Spirit? Is this a feeling from my own emotion? And all of those things. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are not the author of confusion in any way. That you are the author of, and you are peace, and you are rest, and you are the one that brings clarity to us. And Lord, just opens our eyes to see, Lord, that we can see and perceive and understand. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that in that depth and in all of that sensitivity and feeling, Lord, that you're going to use all of those things in wonderful ways in ministry with Jennifer, Lord. That as she matures in those things more and more, as she gets the opportunity to step out and those things begin to activate, Lord, that even that will bring clarity to her, Lord, that even that as she steps out in it, Lord, as you open the doors and she steps out and those are activated, and the activation will bring even more understanding, will bring a maturity to more of those things. And I hope this is making any sense to you, because I'm struggling a little bit for words of how to word it, you know, what I see and what I know of how to word it. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are one deep calls in the deep, and you've called Jennifer to a deep place, a deep walk. You have created her with that depth in her and in a heart for going to those places, a sensitivity for it, a gifting actually for it, Lord. But Father, that you will help her navigate through the flesh part, you'll help her navigate through the spiritual part, and you'll help her, Lord, in the process of all of it to actually know where her own heart is, Lord, where her heart lies in all of these things. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for using her and bringing peace and bringing joy. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a rest to her, bringing a rest to her. Lord, that her mind will be at peace. Lord, that she'll be able to shut her mind off when she goes to bed, when she lays down to sleep, Lord, that she'll be able to shut her mind off. Lord, that you'll help her to put her mind at rest. That even though all of the questions may not be answered, so that she'll be able to put her mind at rest and she'll be able to sleep with a peaceful, restful sleep, Lord, a deep slumber, Lord. Father, that you'll give her dreams and visions in the night. And, Lord, that she will have those even for guidance. Lord, even as you've done with me many, many times, Lord, that she will find guidance even in her dreams, Lord. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for allowing her and helping her to have that deep, deep restful sleep, Lord, that word that she can dream and hear from you and all of that. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over her in Jesus' name. And, Lord, just bless her children, help her kids, Lord, and be with them and bring protection. And, Lord, just cover them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. That's pretty accurate.
That was a little hard to navigate, to be honest.
You did a great job. I understood it and definitely felt seen and heard and known by God. And I feel like
Do you have God dreams now?
I do. I do. I actually had one. I woke up this morning. I wake up fairly early to spend time with him. And this morning it was just like exhaustion came over me and I ended up falling back asleep. And I don't know if it was the Lord or what, but it was like I had a massive dream. But I knew it was from him that I'm trying to discern. I'm definitely a dreamer. I have been for years.
Well, I would have thought you were, but I didn't necessarily remember you saying if you were or not.
Mm-hmm.
But God will put you. I've had the Lord put me to sleep before because he wanted to give me a dream. I've told mm-hmm. about it before. I know of a couple of different times that he did, but I remember one time it was just middle of the day and I was mumbling around the house working and just all of a sudden, just like one of those, I can't hold my eyes open, sleeps, you know, mm-hmm. and I just laid across the bed, fell asleep for about 5 minutes. God gave me a dream because he wanted me to go down the street and pray for somebody. I wasn't really acquainted with him. And they woke me up and it was like, you need to go down there.
Yeah.
And he definitely will at times put us to sleep because, you know, maybe in some cases we hear him better, you know, particularly if mm-hmm. we have busy minds, like I always had a busy mind, and I guess it was hard for him to talk to me with me awake, so he's like, go to sleep, I need to show you something.
Yeah, that's what it felt like this morning, like he put me to sleep. I just, like, I was trying to fight it, but after I woke up, I knew, like, oh, okay, I see there's purpose to this little nap. But, yeah. So,
that's just
good.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hon, do you have anything in particular you wanted prayer about? Or?
Well, you just kind of touched on it. No, just the kids, Colin and Ashley, they're both just going through some just big changes, mostly with jobs, but they are both, yesterday was my birthday, and so I got an opportunity talk to both. Thank you. Talk to both of them, and they're just, you know, for how young they are, they both are just so life tired. So just really, God just is continually putting them on my heart. So I just appreciate you mentioning them. Yeah. I know God hears. That was just confirmation. You know, he's hearing my prayers and knows my concerns, and he sees them. So I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for touching Jennifer's kids, Lord, Ashley and her son, Lord, that you would just be with them and cover them, Lord. Give them energy and refreshing, Lord. Father, just bring a rest and a peace to their minds. Lord, connect them with people that will be a blessing to them and would even mentor them in things of God. Just friends, connections, Lord, that would be healthy for them, that would be good for them. Lord, that just the acquaintance, just having those friendships would be refreshing to them, Lord, and those that would pull them in the right directions and not in the wrong directions, Lord, those that would be uplifting to them and would just be a help to them, Lord. Sometimes a true friend that people can, you know, that's around them, you know, someone that's local to them, someone that's close to them that they can just confide in and talk with and just that would receive them without judgment, that would not be controlling, any of that stuff, or just someone that would just love them, just be true friends to them, and, Lord, be divine connections, Lord. Be those God-sent connections for them. But, Lord, give them peace and rest, and, Lord, let them feel your presence, Lord, even as they sleep, Lord, that they would just feel that security of God, that closeness of the Lord to them. And, Lord, that they would take comfort in knowing that they have a mama that prays for them. Lord, I know that that's a comfort to their hearts. I know it is. So, Father, I just thank you for them. And, Lord, just speak a blessing over their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he really put them on my heart, like, in a different way. Just really heavy. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're most welcome.
Okay. Well, I love you, and thank you, and God bless you, and just pray a blessing over you.
Well, thank you. I receive it, and I love
thank
you, too. Thanks
mm-hmm.
for calling in, sweetie.
All
right.
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
You, too. Good night.
Let me get a drink back quick. 954-580. I believe this is Carolyn.
Yes, it is. Good night. How are you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm giving God thanks. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have anything you were wanting to share, or you just want prayer tonight, or testimony or anything?
Well, I just want to say that your word tonight was very timely and relevant for me. It had me doing some introspection whilst I was listening. So I was blessed by the word. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, God knows what we need. So, but thank
Amen.
You so much. I appreciate that. Appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome.
Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carol. And then, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that she has a heart that she has such a pureness of your heart, like just a genuineness to your heart and a genuineness to follow the Lord and to be a blessing to people. It's like you have a heart that you want to be able to bless people. And, of course, blessing people, that doesn't always, you know, a lot of people that think when you're blessing someone, that they always think financially, and that's not always financial, even though it can be. But I just sense that you have a heart to be a friend to others, that you have a heart to be, to extend kindness to others, and you have a heart to lift others up, you know, And it's like many times those things that we desire, even in our own lives, you know, the words that, you know, talks about, you know, give and it shall be given. And that's, and of course, that scripture is talking about finances and give and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down. But it is the law of God, you know, that you reap what you sow. You sow and you reap. And that you have a heart to receive friendship and kindness and love. You know, it's like you have a heart of love. You have a heart to give love. You have a heart to receive love. Like that unity, a heart for unity. And I just see God honoring that. But it's like I just see you reaching out in kindness to others and like being polite to others, even when maybe they're not always polite back, you know, or maybe they're indifferent back. And you're being kind to others and being extending that hand of friendship and extending that hand of graciousness to others. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for reward for Carolyn, Father, for that, Lord, that even when others have not received it or even if others have ignored it, maybe some people think that that they're owed that. I don't know. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for reward for Carolyn, Lord, and that you have noticed. You have seen. You have seen her gentleness of heart and her kindness towards others and her consistency towards others. Lord, when it's not always been received or and not been reciprocated, not always. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, that it is your heart. That's your heart and your nature to love and forgive and to just extend grace to people, grace and mercy. Lord, that's your nature. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Carolyn, of showing your nature to those around her. But, Father, I thank you, Father, that you do see and you do notice and that we do receive reward from you, Father, because we sow into those things. Give and it shall be given. Give and it shall be given. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for reward for Carolyn, for blessing for her, Lord. And though we don't always reap in the very same place that we sow, Lord, that we do reap. We do reap. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for favor for her and divine connections for her. Father, thank you, Lord, for even promotion in her life. Lord, for excelling in areas that she might not even think she would. For excelling in areas that might even take her by surprise. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for promotion in her life. And, Lord, for your guidance, Father, as she comes to new paths and new roads in her life. Lord, as she comes to those roads of decision, Father, that you will give her direction, that you'll give her a knowing and a peace, and, Lord, that she is going to follow you. She is going to follow your leading. Lord, your word says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Lord, that as she comes to these decisions that lay ahead of her, Lord, as she comes to each one, Lord, that she will inquire of you and be confirmed in her heart that you're leading her, and, Lord, that she'll be able to proceed with peace in her heart, because she does hear your voice. And, Lord, we thank you for it and speak a blessing over her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that prayer because that's exactly how I just have a heart for others and seeing others being well. And I'm on a new journey. I don't know where it's taking me, but I'm trusting the Lord. So I am grateful for the prayers. And I'm asking for prayer in regards, because I'm in a new environment in regards to work. I will have to relocate given the distance from where I'm currently at to work, and it's very far. So I'm just asking for prayer that the Lord will just renew my strength, and I'm actively looking for housing in that area. Mm-hmm. So I'm praying that the Lord will favor me in that regard with suitable housing. And I'm just praying that my assignment in this new location will be fulfilled and God will get the glory until he directs me to go elsewhere.
Right. I sensed that you, it was like as I closed my eyes, like it was, I would sense you at a crossroads sort of, or a new
yes.
road. It's like I could see you at a new path right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
which prompted praying about that. So,
yes.
Father, I just ask, Lord, that you just give Carolyn added strength and added courage, Lord, that you just give her a refreshing. Lord, for the ones of us that have moved, I know that moving can be tiring. It can be quite a chore sometimes to move, depending on how much we have. So, Father, just ask that you would open up the right place, the right house, the right apartment, whatever you have for her, Lord, that she'll get a great deal, get a wonderful place to live.
That's
in the right neighborhood, the right area, Lord. Father, that she'll get a good price, that it'll be a place that will be pleasant and things work. You know, the things in the home work correctly, be a safe place for her, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, thank you, Lord, just a place of blessing, a place of peace, a place that will also put her closer to her job, Lord, so she doesn't have to drive so far. And Lord, we just thank you that you have the perfect place for her. Lord, we know that. We receive that. We expect that. Lord, that you have the place that is just the right place for Carolyn, Lord. And Lord, that she'll be there as long as she's supposed to be there. And Lord, that if you decide to move her again or to promote her again, Lord, whatever the case, that she will say, here am I, Lord, send me. And she'll be ready to go, Lord, just at your voice. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that lays and whatever, and just, Lord, favor in the new places with new people, Lord, and that above all, that she will just have a peace and a rest about her and just an assurance, Lord, that you're walking with her every step of the way. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And God bless
you're welcome.
You, and may you have a wonderful night.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. You have a great week.
Thank you.
All right. God is just so good. He's so good. He just amazes me all the time. All right, 804-218. I believe this is Miss Angie.
This is Angie. Hey.
Hi, girl.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging. I'm tight.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing. Upright and still going. All right. Well.
I do it.
All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Angie, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord in her life. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that. Girl, I don't know what it is about you and food. It's like I'm always seeing you handing out food and seeing you feeding the multitudes, in a sense. Father, thank you, Lord, that Angie is one that she's a giver. She gives out. Lord, I just see her often like feeding as the ones come. You know, the Word talks about Jesus. He left the 99 to go to the one. But it's like I see you feeding the one. It's like God sends you one here and you feed them. And that might be natural and it may not be natural, whether that's encouragement or whatever it is. You know, we feed people, you know, the Word of God is called, it's the bread of life. It's the Word is bread. And of course, it can be encouragement. It can be natural food. It can be helping people with clothes or gas or just being a friend to them. But whatever you weigh, it's feeding them. And I see God just sending the ones and you feeding this one and him sending somebody else to you and sending you somewhere and just you feeding the ones here and the two there and the one here and the two there and the three there. And God just using you like on assignments and missions just over and over and over. And so you're laying up treasures as you're going to. You're not only you're feeding others and you're pouring out, but you're laying up treasures and in your case too, God has reward for you. God has reward for you, and God blessing your life. God blessing your life because how's it saying? Go if He can get it through you, He can get it to you. I think that's how a lot of them say. You know, if God can get it through you, if you release things, then He'll bring more to you. If you release something else, He'll bring more to you. You know, it's that too is the sowing and reaping. But I see you just having a heart to help others. But like I said, I always see it like you feeding others and helping others in that sense. You feeding and feeding and feeding and giving out, and God just continuing to pour back into your life. And it's in several areas. It's not just in one area. Pouring back into your life, health in your life as you're praying for others. God pouring into your life, encouragement. Into your life because you're encouraging others. God pouring finances into your life as you're either monetarily or whether it's clothes or just however, you know, whatever you're doing, as you're pouring out, God's pouring back in. And I just see God blessing you and it just being like a flow, flowing to you and flowing through you and flowing to you and flowing through you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Angie, Father, that she is a light in the area that you have put her. Lord, the area where she is, that she is a light, will continue to be used, Lord. Father, I just speak protection over Angie, protection over her home and over her mental capacities, Lord, over her body, Lord, just over everything around her, Lord, everything about her. Lord, just protection over her joy, Lord, that she just continue to be, spread joy as she does and just continue in the things of God, Lord, and that, Lord, she will see the goodness of God poured out in her life and will continue to see it and will see it in greater measure, Lord. Lord, give and it shall be given. Lord, that she would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And, Lord, that she will see answers to her prayers. Lord, the people even that she prays for and she stands for, Lord, that she's going to see miracles happen. She's going to see answers to prayer to come. She's going to see people turned around in their lives, Lord, that it will not be one of those things where I pray and pray and pray, but I don't ever see anything happen. That's not going to be how it is. That is not going to be how it is. And I know you have seen things. I've heard some of your testimonies. But, Father, I thank you that she is going to see, she's going to reap reward, and she is going to see the things come forth. She's going to see you move in the lives of other people, Lord, that she's prayed for and stood with and loved on and cared about, that she's going to see, Lord, you move in their lives. And, Father, she's going to witness you moving in her life as well. So, Father, I thank you for it. I bless Angie. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I needed that.
Okay. Well, then God knows. God knows.
Yeah, I really did. I needed that. I've been trying to clean up my act a little bit. I'm a scatterer, and now I'm trying to put it all back in perspective. I'll put things in special places and forget the special place.
Oh, girl, you're not alone in that one.
So I gave my brother a safe, but I said I have the combination to it, but I put it in one of those places. I don't know where that is at the moment, but it's in a safe place. So
it's really
it doesn't do him any good if you can't open and close it. So
I understand.
So I said, well, I'll just have to clean up my act a little bit and run across it. That's all I can do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Pray,
just
God,
really, you know.
Yeah, and pray about it. God knows where it's at. That He'll reveal it to you.
Amen. I've been asking Hitness, I said, where did I put that, God? Where did I put that?
Yeah.
You just want me to clean my house, don't you? You want me to clean up my house. You said, time's up. You've been talking about cleaning it up. Now we're going to do it.
There's been many times I've heard stories of people misplacing or losing things and praying and God just supernaturally bringing things forth. It's amazing how God does that. That seems to be one of His specialties, is finding those things that are lost.
Oh, I have a couple of things I lost then. I lost the phone, and I lost the combination to the safe. So, anyway, working on a couple of those things today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, hang in there. Yep, hang in there. Well, girl, is there anything in particular you wanted prayer about before we move on to the next one?
Well, my sister's sick. Her name is Laura, and I wanted to get prayer for her.
Okay. All righty. Well, Father, we just thank you for Laura, and Lord, we just plead the blood of Jesus over her. Lord, that you would keep her. Lord, that you would just, Father, as your word says, that by your stripes we were healed. Father, that she would receive in her body and receive in her spirit, Lord, that the work has already been done. It's already been done, Lord, that she would just have an awakening in her body, Lord, that she, your spirit and your power, Lord, would just course through her body, Lord, and bring restoration in every area, Lord. Father, in her respiratory system, Lord, in every part of her body, Lord, that you would just fill her with the glory of the Lord, Father, that every part of her body would come into alignment with the Word, with the Word. Lord, that she's fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, she's created through everything in her body to perform perfectly, to perform perfectly, Lord, and to walk in health. That's your plan for us, Lord, is to walk in health and walk even in divine health. And, Lord, let her have peace. Let her body have the rest that it needs, Lord, that she can, that her body can, as our bodies are created to recoup, Lord, that her body can recoup as it needs to. Lord, if there's anything she needs to do on her part as far as vitamins and diet changes and things like that, Lord, that you would show her. And Father, thank you, Lord, for just bringing comfort to her. Lord, for even helping her, Lord, to rest and to rest in you, rest in your word, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you for a quick healing. Lord, that she would quickly recover, that she would quickly be re-energized and her strength renewed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yep, she was having trouble with her breathing.
Okay.
So when you said respiratory, I smiled. I said, yep, that's what we need.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because I didn't know. But that's what came out. Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Well, I'll let you move on to the other folks, but I sure do appreciate you, and I love you.
I love you too, girl. You're always a joy. All right, you have a good night.
You too.
Find my place here. At 504-282, I believe this is Nicole.
Yes, it is me. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
Do you have anything on your heart tonight that you were wanting to talk about or anything on your heart that you were wanting to share?
Nothing that I necessarily wanted to share. I am calling in for prayer. You know, currently I'm experiencing a lot of changes at my job, and, you know, just recently today I walked in and, you know, I've been accused of something that was not at all, you know, my intent or, you know, attitude or anything like that. So just prayer for God's protection for my position and my job and just, you know, peace and favor.
Yeah, I can tell you it sounded like your heart was a little heavy. Oh, Father, I thank you for Nicole, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that you are our defender. You are our defender. And, Father, I've been in that situation before of where I was accused of things on a job that was nowhere, was not even any part of the truth. So I know how that feels. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just surrounding Nicole, Lord, with your protection and with your truth. Lord, your word said that you came in grace and truth. You are truth. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that may all hidden things come to light. Hidden things come to light, Lord. We know that the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. And, Lord, that sometimes people allow themselves to be the voice of the enemy in accusation. And, Lord, for those, Lord, we pray for them, Lord, that their hearts would be changed, Lord, that they would come to the realization, Lord, that they're loved by you and that you have a purpose for their life and a plan for their life, Lord. And, Father, that rejection would not have a hold on them in any way, Lord, because sometimes those that suffer from rejection try to, they'll say in misery loves company, those that suffer from rejection will try to bring rejection into others and accept in an attempt to have more acceptance themselves. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are the one that covers Nicole. And Father, I just speak encouragement to her heart, Lord, peace to her heart, Lord, that the love of God would just surround her in such a way, Lord, that it would break off the heaviness, that it would break off, Lord, the feeling of that attack, Lord. Father, your word says that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, Lord, that those fiery darts of the enemy, that they would have no effect on her whatsoever. And Lord, just that truth be known, Lord, your word, like as your word says, that you bring those things that are in darkness to light. Lord, that those that are in position, Lord, as leadership, as bosses or whatever, Lord, that they would know the truth. Lord, and even as your word says, ye shall know the truth, and truth will make you free, Lord, that freedom would come to Nicole in all these areas because truth comes to light. But Lord, we pray for those that allow that whether it's confusion or the enemy working through them or both, Lord, that they would have the light of God and the love of God shine on their hearts and their minds, Lord, so that there would be a transformation in their lives. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for protecting Nicole and her job and her position. And, Lord, just that the favor of God would just shine upon her. The favor of God just shine a light about her and all around her. Lord, that she is covered by you. She is clothed by Christ, covered and kept and loved by the great Heavenly Father, by the Lord Jesus Christ. God be for her, who can be against her? Lord, and that that scripture would roll over and over and over in her heart. If God be for me, who can be against me? And that she rest in that and know that you're with her every step of the way in every situation. Lord, and as your word says that, Lord, you are the one. Lord, you are the one. As the word says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But Lord, you are her defender. But Lord, we just thank you and we love you so, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the lifter of her head. You are the lifter of her head. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. As soon as you said defender, I said, wow. Because that song came on the radio right after I left work. It was called Defender.
Oh, wow.
So.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, well, sweetie, you have a good week, and God bless you.
You too. You have a blessed week. God bless you.
All right. Good night. I get one more drink. At 240-482. I believe this is
good evening,
Valerie.
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, sweetie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Good. 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 All right. Well, anything on your heart you wanted to share? Or?
You know, I guess I would, nothing too specific, but just a general appreciation for the Lord. And just recently, I just kind of felt, I guess, more of like a sober feeling of, you know, just a need in general to, you know, devote more time to the word, devote more time to prayer, as, you know, just the world that we're living mm-hmm. in and just being prepared and ready. So that's how I feel. I'm trying to respond to that the best I can. And mm-hmm. I encourage others to do the same.
I'll have to agree with that. I'm feeling that too. you know, because we you know, people nowadays, we are so busy in life. We're doing life and so many things going on. And I've also felt a real draw into more prayer and more time in worship, more time in the Word. And I'm making that effort to do that, you know, and sometimes letting other things go a little bit, you know, just stepping away from other things. Some is like, this is priority. You know, this is priority, and particularly in this day. But I'll agree with that. I'm feeling that as well.
And I just, you know, just that the time is short. I just feel, you know, like I want to get in as much as I can, because not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring.
Right, exactly. Exactly, really asking for guidance from the Lord in the things that lay ahead. All right, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Valerie, and Lord, I thank you, Father, for severing, Lord, severing some of the ties, severing some of the things that have held her attention so much, things that have tried to distract her and just keep her mind busy and keep her tied up really, it's, I think, more in your mind and emotions than just other things. And Father, thank you, Lord. It's like I see the Lord severing some of that so that things are not going to distract you as much as they have in the past, that you're going to be more focused, that you're going to be able to, like the water off a duck's back old saying, that things are going to fall off of you much easier than they have in the past, that you're going to be able to focus forward and going to truly be able to say, whatever, you know, to things behind you, just going to be say, okay, whatever. I've got, you know, I'm looking forward. I've got things ahead of me. I've got things I need to do. Because the enemy tries so much to use things like that for distraction. I mean, he'll try to keep us looking back, and it can be any number of things. I mean, it can be friendships, it can be job stuff, you know, certainly relationship stuff, and it can be any number of things. We can get to looking back, even things of like, well, I wish I hadn't have done this, I wish I had have done this, and I hadn't have done that, and just all that stuff that is really a waste of time. It is just a huge waste of time and accomplishes nothing. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for just helping Valerie in that area, Lord, that I just, it's like I see God just supernaturally cutting, it almost looks like roots, like God taking, it looks like a pair of scissors and small roots, like disconnecting, you know, cutting those roots in areas. And that may be things that, because it kind of looks like a root, something that has been rooted for a while, you know, because you plant some, you know, something that's there, you know, if it's taken root, that means it's kind of been there for a while. So sometimes it may be habits we've gotten into that have had time to take root, and then God just comes and breaks those, disconnects us from that, so that we can really move on. And we may not always even realize it. If it's, you know, like we can get into a habit of worrying about things. We can get into a habit of mulling things over and over and over. I remember there used to be a girl I was around some, not really around anymore, but it was like when there was a decision to be made, I'd look at it like a Rubik's Cube, would just turn it over and 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 over, like someone trying to fix a Rubik's Cube, you know. And it would be like, I spend so much time mulling everything over and trying to in their mind line it up, that it was like many times never move forward with anything because they're always trying to think it through. You know, and sometimes you have to just, you know, there's so often that we go with the first impression we feel from the Lord and we just move forward. And there's times we just have to move forward and then just get confirmation from God, you know, and not spend so much time just mulling things over, because it can become a trap. You know, the enemy, boy, he will take something like that and try to set a trap with it to get us stuck. And I'm not saying that you're stuck, but it's like I see the Lord just cutting you free in some areas, and it just becoming such a deal that it's going to be so easy to say, whatever. You know, I've got to move on. I've got to look forward. I've got other things in life to think about, and it not being able to hold you like it has in the past, and you doing it, but God doing it. God doing it. And, you know,
yes.
I see you working with the Lord in that, in agreement with the Lord, but I see God doing that. And it being a freedom to you, it being something that you will feel the release, that you'll feel a release. You know, it may be one of those things that you look back on it later and say, oh, man, I don't even think about that kind of stuff anymore. I don't, you know, I don't even, you know, that's not even a part of me anymore.
Amen.
So, Lord, I just thank you for it. Lord, I thank you, Father, for freedom. The freedom for Valerie, Lord, and Father, for just things of the enemy, where the enemy tries to stick to her, that it just be like water off a duck's back. Just water off a duck's back. It just amounts to nothing. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for giving her guidance and Father, giving her peace in the days ahead, Lord, and for all of us, Lord, that you help us to make preparation in whatever places we need to make preparation, Lord, and that we just have our confidence and our security in you, Jesus, that we belong to you, and nothing shall by any means harm us, Lord, that we are covered, Lord, we're covered by you. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for that. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, your grace, and your mercy, and your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I receive that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Was there anything else you needed prayer for before we go?
Guidance about employment. I'm just about to dip my toe into possibly looking for another job because I kind of feel like my current job is, it feels a little bit like a dead end, but I'm not clear on where the Lord is leading me. So just guidance on, you know, should I stay, should I go, where, you know, just for the Lord to order my steps on the employment front.
Yeah. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you know exactly where Valerie belongs. Lord, that you, Lord, you're the one that closes doors and opens doors, Lord, that as one door closes, you open another, Lord, that your her steps are ordered of the Lord. Lord, her
thank
steps
you.
Are ordered of the Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word says that you go before us and you make those crooked places straight. You make it straight, and, Lord, you give her confirmation that she needs, Lord. Give her the guidance that she needs, Lord. Show her the path, Lord, that she will hear the voice behind her that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way, walk ye in it, Lord, that she will know in her knower. She will know in her knower, Lord, that you're guiding her and that you're preparing her. You're preparing the days ahead for her, Lord. You're putting her where she needs to be for the days ahead. And, Lord, you're putting her in places that will be continue to be a place of blessing and of increase for her, a blessing and of increase, Lord. Lord, and that there will not be limitations on that because, Lord, you're a God of no limitation. You're a God of more than enough. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for the favor of God with her. And just your guidance, Lord, that she will hear your voice and she will obey. And, Lord, that she will move forward with gladness and expectation, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing on her life. Lord, I thank you for the monetary blessing on her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, great week.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Same for you. All right.
Okay.
I will see you next time. All right. All right. That's everybody tonight. I actually got through everybody tonight. A couple of them, I guess, did hang up earlier. But anyhow, appreciate you guys. Love y'all so much. Y'all have a great week, and God bless.